So hello, good afternoon, good evening, good morning to all. Welcome to this edition of Soccer Hub Talks. My name is Ricardo Albeira. I'm the CEO and founder of Soccer Hub. As you know, Soccer Hub is an online education platform which offer many content for soccer scouts, soccer analysts, soccer coaches. So just visit us and get to know a bit more about the kind of content that we offer. So today, our subject is coaching beyond tactics. And before we start, I would like to generate some interactions with our audience. So I would ask you, please, to first click on the like button if everything is okay with the audio and the video. Please do it now. Also, I would like you to write on the chat box some information about yourself, such as the country that you are based in, and also some information about your job. If you are a coach or analyst, please write it on the chat box, okay? So as I said, today, coaching beyond tactics, we invited Abel Xavier to this wonderful interview. During this webinar, we'll be testing a new format. We'll be using a system of gamification called Kahoot. I already introduced the information about how can you access this platform in the chat box. So you just have to click on that link or go and visit your app store and download so you can be part of this Kahoot moment, okay? The idea is for you guys to make a kind of a contest about knowledge about our speaker today, about Abel Xavier. So you guys will be having some questions about Abel Xavier. And the one that gets in the first place of this challenge will get a free access to one of our courses, okay? You will be understanding this process a bit more ahead. But for now, I would like to introduce in this conversation Nuno Milheiro and Abel Xavier. Hello, Nuno. Hello, Abel. Welcome.
Hello, Ricardo. Hello, Abel. Hi. Thank you. Thank you. First of all, thank you to you, Ricardo, to allow to do this. And thank you, Abel, for being here. And thanks for all you guys to be with us again this week. And we have an amazing guest this week. So before I start, I would like also to say to people to install or to open Kahoot while you are listening my introduction. My introduction today will be a bit different from the previous weeks. So basically, you are here to listen to Abel. So do it while I'm talking. So you have a bit of time because I'm doing a different introduction. So you can listen to me. But then obviously we have the questions and it will be interesting for you to participate. So today I'll start with a message from a great friend that had the privilege to be managed by Abel. When I shared with him that I will invite Abel for the next webinar, that is also a player that was international and played also in Portugal and also abroad. He doesn't know that I'm sharing this. Probably he is even assisting, but he's not taking me wrong because we have a long friendship for more than 25 years. So I just need to share this. The text that he sent me was just, believe me, Nuno, Abel is special. He was the coach from who I've learned more about leadership, posture, and behavior. The message was short, but resumes what Abel is. Behind an amazing coach, there is a gentleman. And now, if you allow me, Abel, some words from me to you. This is directly to you that I'm speaking. Abel, you are one of the most intelligent, educated, kind, and proactive person that I ever met in football. You are fearless. You go after the opportunities and success and make them happen, not waiting for them to come to you by chance or by favors. You are ahead of the majority. You travel the world, always with your ears and eyes open, something that only the visionaries do. You could stay living from your past, fame, but no. You give an example to all of us of how to be, not only in football, but also in life. Thanks for accepting the invitation straight away. What shows what you are. The greatest ones don't change. They keep their integrity and stay loyal to themselves and to their values. I had a chance to tell you this part before when we spoke on the phone, but so everybody can also know, you can be a great president, a great sports director, a great coach, anything you want, and there is only one outcome, success. So as you can imagine, today is a very special day for me that I will always remember. I already had a huge admiration for you inside and outside the pitch, and now even more. Thank you, Abel, for being exactly what you are. So also, guys, respect. Abel played. I'm already giving some hints, some clues for you for the answers, but I'm not telling the clubs. Abel played for the two Lisbon rivals and is respected by both. He played for the two Liverpool rivals and is respected by both. He managed two rivals in the Algarve and is respected by both. He have double citizenship. He was a international player for one country and he managed the other. So my respect, and it's amazing to have you here. So guys, let's just, before Abel starts, because when he will start to speak, you will see what I'm talking about. Let's just make the first question to test the new functionality, and let's, Ricardo, if you can please put the first question. Okay. So let's go to the first question. First question is, what was Abel Xavier's first club? We have red for Benfica. We have, strangely, blue for Sporting, FC Porto Orange, or Ferroviário de Maputo green. You have 4 seconds to answer. And also to refer that it matters, the fastest one get more points. So, okay. We can go to the next one. So we have in first place Mile with 865 points. Second question, in what position he started to play? Red for right wing, blue for goalkeeper, orange midfielder, green center back. Okay, we have some right question. Okay, let's see. Mile again. Okay, he was studying. Okay, next one, please, Ricardo. How many Premier Leagues Abel represented during his career? Red 1, blue 2, orange 3, and green 5. Three seconds. Okay. Okay, Andre, there is Mile in first, but I don't know what happened in there. And the fourth question, and that's it, Ricardo, and we ask the others after. For how many different clubs Abel played the Champions League? One for red for 1, blue for 5, orange for 3, and green for 6. Okay, 3 answers. Okay, so it's now, okay, we have more people, André Correa also, and Mo, that also answered the question. So let's leave the other questions for after. Let's start with Abel. Ricardo, thank you for that. So I think that last picture was actually the 4-4 in Leverkusen, Abel. So yes, thank you for that you scored a wonderful goal, by the way. I remember exactly. Thank you for being here, for accepting. It's a pleasure, as you know, for me. So let's start. I don't know if you want to say something to start.
No. First of all, I would like to say thank you for inviting me to this platform. I would like also to say hello to everyone that is following in this present moment. I would like also to say thank you for the words that you have it, about me, about my personality, about my career. For me, it was a pleasure to listen to what you think about me. After, I would like also to say thank you to Ricardo, and I also would like to send him a big regards to my foreign player, and now he's also a college coach that also giving these words, these kind words for me, and that I like you so much. He was a great professional player, and I hope he can also achieve a great career as a coach. It's always important that we can be able to share the moments that we made through our career. We, of course, when you play in a different kind of levels, regarding to the clubs where I was, regarding to the countries where I was, regarding to the knowledge that I have it because these experiences. Of course, as a manager, of course, you look back, you gain experience, and you want to give back. And that is what I'm looking for, give back to the structures for what I learned as a player. Of course, you need to add it a little more qualities. You need to have a different kind of approach as a coach than when you was as a player. But it's been a pleasure and it's been an honor to be and carry on involving in football world.
Perfect. And it's for us, it's an honor that you are still involved in football, because you are, like you said, you are sharing the knowledge that you gathered all during your career. We are not here to speak about your professional career as a footballer, because it's common sense, you know, everybody knows. And we are asking these questions also to say that, you know, for the people to test the knowledge, but also because they are interesting. Just before that, Abel started to play in Sporting Lisbon. Then he started as a center back, and he played for different teams in the Champions League. And the other question was, I don't remember now, so let's move on. So Abel, you finished your career in a perfect shape, like people can still see you are in a perfect shape. You could still play a few more years at a high level. I believe I'm right. Was already clear in your head what to do after, and when it was the first time that you thought about it?
Yes, I think when you are in your career and you arrive to the last stage of your career, you need to consider it the new beginning. That you need to prepare yourself for what you want to do afterwards. And also because I think that when you are a player and you play in the different kind of levels, you are also coach of yourself. For that reason, you need to be able to identify quickly what can be the new challenges. And of course, when I retired, it was in the United States, when I was involved in MLS for project with David Beckham. I have already in my mind that I would like to carry on in football. In that moment, of course, you need to be able to feel more content. And of course, I went to take my courses. I went to Germany 2 years. I invest in myself. I take a degree about technical directions in sports. Because you need to invest, you need to prepare yourself. Plus, there is also my personal view that, of course, you can be a high-profile player, you can understand about the game, but when you become a coach, you know, the process of thinking and doing is completely different. There is people who can talk a lot about football, but when you become a coach, you need to process that in contents and to be able to schematize the planning. For that reason, these steps, you need to be able to learn that process. For that reason, I believe that many great players sometimes they are not able to become good coaches because that process, you need to understand the way to develop this process of implementation, the process of schematize what you are thinking, what is your ideas. Talking, it's much easier because you learn of your career to talk about the things. But after, when you become a coach and you are with the players, you need to be able to put your thoughts in planning. And I think that is perhaps one of the big challenges to a football player when they arrive and they decide to become a coach. That is a big challenge.
Thank you, Abel. That's an excellent answer. And for sure, you could play for longer. We are not here to discuss why you decided to leave. But I'm not sure if when the clubs, your former clubs, invite you to play, if they invite you to play for the first team or for the veterans. You could play in some teams, yeah, for sure.
I think that normally when you arrive to the end of your career, I think it's very important that you can finish in a high position to start the new beginning. Because normally when you start, you finish your career because you start to lose some abilities, not the talent that you express yourself. You start to lose the physical capacity. For that reason that you are not able to length your career. And that is a nature. That is, and you need to understand and you need to respect the nature of the things. But braining-wise, you still function. For that reason, you know, you need to be able to end your career in a high position to become the new projects, to make new projects happen. You know, for that reason, you know, instead that I decide to go to different continents and different markets, and perhaps my career going in a low level, you know, I decide to finish in a high position, respecting all my years that I make as a football player, to start another views about my life.
That's brilliant, guys. Like you see now, my words make more sense to you guys because you are already listening what Abel is saying, and it's true, and it's also a very clever way how to do it. And more than that, in my opinion, is to be honest with yourself. You know, like, that's the most important thing. While you still have the passion, and you still have passion to give more to football. So you already spoke about the next question I had. It was about basically what the steps that you gave after you finished your career. So you said you've been studying in Germany. So can you tell us exactly how it was, the experience, how important it was, and where it was, if you can say?
I think the most important when you decide to become a coach, or you decide to become a director, or you decide to follow your dreams, it's to invest in yourself, invest in what you think is the best for yourself. And you cannot stop. For that reason, when I decided to retire,
No, that's okay. Yeah, we can hear you. Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
I decide to invest myself, and I went to Germany, and I make a course, a coach course there, with coaches from Bayern Munich and also Dortmund. Back in the day, I really want to understand why the German teams were more stronger, why the growth process to raise competitive levels, you know, you can, if you're going down the path, you can relate into Italian preparation, you can relate it to Spanish, you can relate it to France. You know, a few years ago, the Germans are ahead, and they need to try to understand with those who are working better. For that reason, you know, it doesn't mean that if you are involving as a football player in the top clubs, sometimes there is a key issues, a key points you know, that is missing, you know, and it's very important that we invest and you're learning with those that are able to win more in this present moment. You know, for that reason, I went there and it was a great opportunity to learn more, to understand, you know, different information, because it's about that. It's about to gain information and after to be able to do something with the information that you can have it, you know, and that is a key element, you know. And football, in my view, is a very, you know, evolutive process. You know, many factors are changing all the time to you to become more competitive. You know, we are now added also science in football and in sports. You know, technical things, tactical things. You know, mental approach of the players of, and also towards the game. But I think that the key issue is if you are able to fool yourself with the key information that sometimes you cannot have it for what you see. You need to go beyond that and talk and interact with people who also have the knowledge and they have success. And that was what I did it to be in Germany. And after I came back home to Portugal also and start coaching and I start to implement all my ideas and the way I think about the football, about preparation, about the content, and and create strong structures. Of course, you are always depending on a team efforts, also structures. But I believe that in football, in these days, the leadership and the know-how and the knowledge of a coach, it's very important, you know, for those who want to work as a structure. For that reason, you know, if you have fill yourself with a lot of information, for those who are in football who doesn't understand also the way to do certain things, you can educate it. You can also collaborate with them because alone you cannot develop nothing alone. You need to be able to create the structure and put the people who understand you and work also with the same objectives to achieve things. And that's mainly what I did it. First of all, get information, be able to understand the information that I added by playing and by learning, and also be able to communicate properly to those who need to put it in place. That means the players.
Thank you, Bell. That's very, you know, that's an amazing answer, and it makes also to me to think like you've been in the US at the time. And you've been in a country where business-wise, they, you know, like there is no country better than them in terms of business and terms of structure around football or around sports in general. And also we went to Germany where football is like we know, you know, the organization, how the way they also manage everything. So you join both worlds together. And also there was an interaction between US and Germany at some point with, for example, with Jurgen Klinsmann when he went to the US, because the US wanted also to improve in that inside the pitch. But also Germany went to the US to get back what we are seeing now, that is the business around football. They were learning also with the US. So I think you've been in those, in both places, and it was amazing. That's why I say to you that you can be anything that you wish inside football, because you have the knowledge to teach or to be, you know.
Nuno, when I was in 2008 in United States, because I want to go to United States, I want to try to understand, because what concern facilities, they have the best facilities in the world. Secondly, I want to understand why first you thinking to be athletes and after work the specificities in sports. I want to understand that. And it was very, very relevant for me that these days we are identify talents, we identify quality players, but after there is a key element for me that is very important, is how you raise the fitness capacity to understand that behind the player, first of all, you need to be a strong athlete. And the Americans in this issue, to be first athlete and second the player, because if you are an athlete, you're going to become a better player. All your abilities, talent, quality, creativity, and other issues just can be expressed in your full rendiment if first you are athlete, if you are athlete first. For that reason, when you're talking about the Americans helping and making the joint venture of information with Germany, that it was a fact that the Germany helped American technicians to understand the technical and tactical side of the things. The Americans helped Germany about the way to understand the body function in physical capacity, you know. And I found that very interesting, because if you converge both things, and if you are able to make people understand where you need to invest first to have good results, of course, the facilities, it's important, because you need to create a healthy environment for the players to be settled. But when you go into a different continent that you don't have conditions, structures, you don't have facilities, what's going to be your focus? Behind the scenes investments, or what you can see to produce quality players, to produce strong teams? And that, for me, it's important. It's important because I can now understand the both sides of the things. Now football, we have the commercial side about the price of the players for what they produce, and you can put a tag, a price tag in players. But I always believe that inside this commercial side of things, there is always the condition of the player. What we can do for the player to become more strong? Because if the player becomes strong and you are able to control himself, you have a better player. You have a better man, you have an intelligent player. And if you have an intelligent player, of course, it's much easier for you to work with the player.
For sure, for sure. That was one of the things that I wanted to ask you, you know, like what was for you the most important basis on a football player, and you already answered. But that came across to you only when you went to America, or before, you already been thinking about it and doing something, for example, in your career to develop, because you've always been a player, that your physical side, for example, let's say you started as a center back, but you played most of career also as a right back, and but you always distinguish yourself from the others also for your physical capacity. It was something that you saw before, you saw previously, or when you went to the US, just, or you went to the US just to confirm that?
No, before I said that you can be a top player, but during the process to be a top player, you are coach of yourself.
Yeah.
And this is very important, because arrive a moment that you can be in a good structure with strong coaches and nothing missing, but yourself, maybe you need to raise and building something in your game. My game, my strong side, it was the fitness side. I was a very athlete player. I was very aggressive in the field. I was not a technician player. My strength was to be aggressive, the fitness levels. You know, for that reason, to work that standard, you need also to go into research. You know, in 2003, when I was playing in Liverpool, I contact Igor Gamov, that he was a teacher in Colorado University, and there is a lot of studies about how you can raise your fitness levels, understanding the body function. You know, there is a lot of studies about preparation. You know, there is clubs who are going to train in high altitude, and after they're going down to level zero to leverage and to gain the oxygen factors about your capacity, aerobic capacity. You know, in 2003, you know, I was one of the players in football that I was sleeping high and training in a low, in a zero level. I sleep high and training in zero level. For me, if you understand the raise of capacity for you to have more oxygen in your body, to gain and to give a length of the acid lactic arrival rate, that is what you're going to make you strong. You know, and oh, if you understand the way the things function in your body, that is the key element to you to raise the physical capacities. You know, and we are talking 2003. You know, for that reason, when you want to invest in preparation, of course, you identify key players, you identify the personality of the players, you go into social factors. But after, you need to understand and you need to give the tools to the players, because much of the players, they don't know about this knowledge. 80% of the players, they don't know this knowledge. For example, in these days, you can go to a clinic and you can take the blood, and with one number, you can understand, you know, about your capacity with one number. You know, the red cells number, the value of hematocrit, you know, 43% of the players, of 80% of the players, they are raised in 43% of these levels. I was playing in 47%. 5% of this level, it's a huge difference what concern your capacity for you to have a better function about the oxygen levels. And of course, if you're working the process way plus the contents of training, you know, that you put in place, of course, you become stronger. And if you become stronger individually, of course, after you can place it as a team, you can place it as a club, and I, you know, and that will make a big impact and a big difference when you become to prepare teams, players, and teams.
That's amazing. So basically, that percentage that you are talking about, the difference that you had, it was because you yourself, by your own, you contacted someone in that university, and you decided to have that.
Because I believe that if you want to be one of the best, or if you want to do things with passion, you need to go to research. You need to prepare yourself. You know, what I was doing is to become more strong to make impact when I was with my club, when I was fighting my place with my colleagues, you know, and that is a huge difference, is that we need to make understand the players what they need to do. You know, I was not able through my career to have someone to say, you need to do this and this and this to become more stronger in this kind of particular way. Now I know, because I did it myself. For that reason, it's very important that when you want to become a stronger athlete, a strong player, without jeopardize your technical capacities, creative capacities, your own qualities, your own intelligence, you need first of all to identify where you can achieve, where you are, and where you can go. When these kind of things are really identified, then you need to go and building the other things for you to become, you know, of course, a better player, better person, and better player.
For sure, that's amazing. Thank you for sharing that knowledge. And guys, also players that are. I think this is an amazing advice for the players in these days also, you know. You've been living that in 2003, like you said, you know. And in these days, you have much more sources of where to check the things. You have much more information, you know. So I think one of the things
who led me to go from Everton to Liverpool, Everton, when I was playing, to not going down in because the clubs are having some problems, you know, and in January I went to Liverpool and straight away I played Champions League football, it was because I was prepared. I was prepared. I, you know, someone in that moment, it was Gérard Houllier in Liverpool. He saw a player that he was making impact because his physical abilities in the field, you know. And for that reason, you know, you need to build on that. You need to be able to help the players to understand, to become stronger. And if I went to Liverpool, I went to Liverpool because I was a stronger player.
For sure. Thank you, Abel. That's an amazing explanation, as always, as I knew it. One thing that many people don't know is that you've been one of the first players that has been managed by José Mourinho at Estrela da Amadora when he was very young. And he was one of the many great coaches, you had. Also, Carlos Queiroz, with whom you've been world champion under 20 world champion, and of course among others. I made reference to these ones, these two in particular, of course, because they are Portuguese and because, in my opinion, unfortunately, they are not appreciated like they should in their own country. So, because we many times we criticize our own play, I think many countries are like that. It's not only Portugal, but when did you start to show interest on learning with coaches that you had? And if you can say some, if you had any reference in particular from your coaches, and by curiosity, this I like also to keep this, you know, informal. Not I believe you played with the number 7 in 91. That's correct.
Number 7 in 91. Yes.
Yeah. When you be a world champion. Yeah.
Yes. It was 91. Is that exactly?
91. Right? You've been world champion of under 20, wearing the shirt number 7. So can we say that Luis Figo and Ronaldo, they were behind you because you were the first one wearing the number 7? This is just a small. a small detail to make you laugh. No. About the managers. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Regarding to the manager. I will saying that through my career, I will is learning with all the managers. Of course, there is a few managers that they was like a father figure. For example, Carlos Queiroz. He was my coach for 10 years in the national team structures. You know, I was one of the players who make all the national teams of youth development in Portugal for under 16 to the senior level. And I made it with Carlos Queiroz through 10 years. And of course, when you have a coach in your youth development as Carlos Queiroz, you grow fast. Then mean that you become more mature and more clever. And of course, it was an honor and lot of things. When you're talking about coaching in a national team environment, lot of the things that are my ideas in the current moment become also about the way the Carlos Queiroz was approaching things and also educate also people. What concerns José Mourinho, he was my coach in Estrela Amadora when I was younger, with 17 years. But you understand quickly those who are thinking ahead. And for that reason, for Portuguese coaches, and if you are talking about the name of José Mourinho, you know, he was a pioneer. He was a coach who opened doors to the Portugal coaches being known everywhere, because he won everything. He was able and to be smart and to adapt to any kind of circumstances. And those coaches are, of course, special coaches, you know, and for that reason, you know, they just can be successful, you know. And regarding to the situation about the number 7, I always respect my generation of players. I play with Luis Figo for 10 years in a national team environment as well. We won Europe under 16. We was vice Europe champions under 17 and under 18, world champion under 20, and we play World Cup and Europe together. You know, we play in the same size. I was playing right back, and he was playing in the midfield in the right side. We have a great understanding about the way of playing. And of course, Cristiano, well, different generation, but in this moment is the big image of Portugal for the way he play, the impact that he have also in the clubs. And for me, I will say that his example, because he was not able to feel and to stay in a comfort zone. He challenged himself. You know, for that reason, I know his history, and I believe that in the future he can have more impact in your ever ambitions. He's going to place it in the future.
For sure. Thank you, Abel. I still believe that you've been the pioneer with the number 7. So if you have the chance to speak to Luis and to Cristiano, just ask them. I think they saw you with the number 7 and they also wanted. So let's go to the next Kahoot moment. Okay, a few more questions. And let's do three more, Ricardo, and leave one till the end of the program. Okay, because I remember everybody that the one that is going to win wins a course of his choice on Soccer Hub. Just afterwards, we'll put the email and you just send your email and your details and we'll send you the course access. So, Ricardo, can you put the next question, please?
No, just one information. We'll start from the beginning so we have more players, okay? So we'll...
Okay. Okay, I hope this... Okay, guys, we're starting from the beginning. This is a test, so this is not official yet. So let's say, what was Abel Xavier's first club? Red for Benfica, blue for Sporting, orange for FC Porto, and green for Ferroviário Maputo. Okay. So we have Ned on first place again. Okay. Next one. So, in what position he started to play? Red for right wing, blue for goalkeeper, orange for midfielder, and green for center back. Abel, you cannot be playing on your phone, please, okay? With another nickname. me neither. My hands are here, so I'm not playing, guys. Okay, yeah. Three questions, and you have more information now because Abel already spoke about some of them. So Ned still in first, and André Correa and André Moreira are also in the podium. How many Premiership clubs he represented during his career? Red for one, blue for two, orange for three, and green for five. Okay, to write answers, let's see. Okay, some changes, but still first. Then we have André Correa, then André Moreira. Okay, next one. For how many different clubs he played Champions League? So we have here the picture in Leverkusen. So red for one, blue for five, orange for three, and green for six. Okay, four right answers. Let's see how it goes. Okay, André Correa is on the lead. Okay. He's been studying.
It's interesting.
Yeah, in how many different countries or leagues Belchevier played? Red for 4, blue for 6, orange for 8, or green for 11. Do you remember this picture, Abel?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
He was an amazing teacher.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 3 right answers. Let's see. Okay. André Moreira second. Ned. Okay. Let's go again. 6th question. What was his first team outside Portugal? It was Bari. Red for Bari, blue for Real Oviedo, orange for PSV Eindhoven, and green for Everton. Okay, one right, two right answers. Yeah, very well, very well. Let's see. Oh, Luis second now. Okay, André Correa still on the lead. In which club Abel Xavier finished his career? Middlesbrough is red, Roma is blue, Columbus Crew is orange, and LA Galaxy green. Two right answers. Okay, let's see. Luis first now. So Andres, both Andres are second and third, okay? And let's see, I think is the last one. So this one is the one that is going to decide who's going to win a course. So, because it counts also the timing that you answer. So which national team Abel Xavier managed? Red for Angola, Gabon for blue, orange Mozambique, and Cape Verde green. Mozambique, 2 right answers, let's see. Okay, the podium. André Correa was third. André Moreira was second. And the first one, cannot see the first one. Was Abel Xavier? No, it's there. It's showing Abel. Lou, okay, Lou. So, Ricardo, can you please put the email address maybe in the chat box, because for them to send the, of course, the details, so we can offer a question, and I'll leave that with you. So, going back to Abel, thank you also for. Because we are testing this, I think it's nice also for people to interact and to show the knowledge. Of course, you knew all the answers. I also knew them because I was preparing the questions. So yeah, so basically, so you've been working as a coach in a club and also in a national team. So do you think that makes you also a more complete coach? With a wider perspective, although both coaching workflows and processes are completely different, so it makes you more prepared for that, because that some people defend that there is a profile to be a national team coach and a club coach, and you had both experiences. Do you think it makes you more complete also in that way?
No, I think everything is connected with opportunities, because I think that in this moment, opportunities about good projects, it's important. I'm adaptable at clubs and also to federation, because you know, I was involved already in these two different situations, and also different way of management. Because of course, when you are involved in the clubs, you are working on a daily basis. You need to target objectives. After you need to identify also, of course, the structure, and you need to identify the country himself, you need to identify the story of the club, and you need to work in the structure. But in the end of the day, there is a common aspect. It's, you know, how are you going to raise the competitive levels to become competitive and win? And that is the objective in football. There is people, everyone want to win, but sometimes they don't understand and then don't are able to explain the way for winning, to achieve wins. And I believe that the coaches, because they are developed, they are working on a daily basis, are one of the persons who are a key persons to explain the way to achieve wins. You know, are the coaches, because you are through the process. And sometimes the problems, it's when people who are not involved in the process, they want to interfere in the work of the coach, you know. And I think that if you are in the structure and everything is well organized and everybody is placing properly and everybody know the rules, everybody know the code of conduct, everybody know, you know, the area where you have your own authority, then the coach, it's vital, because the coach and the players, because they are the protagonists, they are the key elements, you know, they need to be surrounded or those who let the things and give conditions, let the process going and give conditions. This is the key element. Of course, as a coach, I know that I'm going also to be judged by the results. This is a key element as well, you know, because if you win, you are good. If you don't win, you are bad. But I saw many coaches that they are winning and maybe they are not working in a proper way, but they are covered also about the quality of the player. And I also saw many coaches that they don't have a good setup of players, but they are able to add something to these quality players and achieve major results. For that reason, there is it's a process where there is a lot of varieties, but the common factors in my thing is that you always are able to building teams with the objective to win. That is a key element. That is a key element. But of course, everything changes regarding to the conditions that you can have it. Regarding if you are, for example, coaching in Africa continent is completely different than you are coaching in Asia or you are coaching in Europe. You know, if you are coaching in a club, of course, the thing changes so well, because if you are coaching also in different continents, and everything you need to analyze properly. But the key element is that for me, a coach is part of the solution. A coach is not part of the problem if he is very well identified, you know, with the projects. And I think it's possible to work with the same objectives and make those who are surrounding understanding that in the end of the day, the two key elements are the coaches and the players.
For sure. And for that you said, I will add one more thing. Like you said, and it's ended very well. Some coaches, they get winnings, but they are not good coaches. But there are also coaches, depends where, and that they don't win so many trophies and they leave a legacy. We have examples. For example, you left Mozambique. You've been there 3.5 years and you left their legacy. We have other managers like Marcelo Bielsa. He's not one of the most winning managers in the world, but he's a reference for the others. We have Zeman, Zdenek Zeman, that was in Roma. He was, for example, the manager that Jorge Jesus most admired on his career, and he was not so much known. He's also the way that you work, you know. You also can leave a legacy. Not many times you don't have the, you know, the players, or you don't have the conditions to win, but you build something that stays is a structure like Carlos Queiroz left for Portugal, you know, he was building the basis. And I believe you've been also, because I was following from close, that you've been doing that in Mozambique. That's what leads me to the next question, if you don't mind. That what was the biggest challenge that you faced when you accepted the job as a national team coach for Mozambique?
When I said before that everyone wants to win, because when you are in competition, everybody wants to win. And we understand that it's been placed a very resulted mentality. We understand that. But sometimes, for example, if you are coaching in Africa, like I did it 3.5 years ago, and when you arrive and you're sitting with the board members and you are sitting with the president and we're going to target our goals, we're going to stabilize a roadmap, a planning of action. During this process, the key element is identify why you were not able to win, why you was not able to win. First of all, you need to identify a lot of things for you to start doing a different process. Because sometimes in football, if you're losing two games or three games, you change the coaches. But of course, there is no roots, there is no planning. Because if a coach leaves something, you know, what you need to do afterwards, it's the job, if it was done properly and there is a database, it's to follow the planning. Of course, you have different personality, you have different way of approach things, you have different methods, but you need to be able to gain in what it was left for you to continue it. Because if it's not going to be like that, you're always going to start from the bottom. That means that you are not building nothing. You are just destroying what it was done in the past. And for that reason, your platform is still zero, because you're not going to grow, but you want to grow, you want to win. And of course, the target is going to be always the coach, depending on results. For that reason, I think that the key element is that if you go into a structure and the structure have already a plan and is going to sign a coach and the coach is going to follow that plan, is a different scenario. If you go into a structure where the coach himself must to bring the plan to be implemented, then mean that the coach must be able to explain the plan. You need to be able to explain the plan to the president. You need to be able to explain the plan to the board members. If you are in a federation, you need to be able to explain the plan to the ministers, because of course, politicals also matters. For that reason, the coach is vital. But sometimes the importance of the coach for certain people are in a low level of protagonism. And that is not correct. That is not correct. Because in the end of the day, for example, if you need to explain to the president or if you need to explain to the minister what is going to be your planning, of course, it's not going to be the president who doesn't understand about football who going to be able to explain all the steps for you to become more stronger. Who's going to be able to explain? The coach. For that reason, the coach are vital, are very important. And when you have these kind of structures correctly placed, then you can work with the process. That's what I did it in Portugal, in Mozambique, sorry. When I arrived in Mozambique, we identified that the generation of Mozambique, it was lost. Portugal history, they gained a lot with Mozambique players, African Mozambique players. Because everybody needs to understand that Mozambique, it was colonized by Portugal, and most of the Africans who play in Mozambique, they play for Portugal and they don't play for Mozambique. That means that we need to regain a self-esteem of proud for you to play for your own country. Secondly, you need to go to the basic things. And basic things is that it's wrong for you to say that it's a national team when you are just looking for the capital. That means that in Africa continent, there is a perception when you're talking about national teams are wrong, because they are not national teams. They are dominant national teams of the capital, because the capital clubs, they control the system. They control the federation. For that reason, if you want to grow, you need to open your recruitment to all country. You need to be able to do the basic of things and see the country as a whole. That means that you need to go to make scouting all over the country. You need to recruit players from all the province. You need to be able to do new generation of players, identify new generation of players. Secondly, how are you going to raise the levels of competition? How are we going to raise? Of course, if you don't have structural conditions, I'm talking about fields, I'm talking about nutrition, supplementation, how you can building all these kind of things. Then you need to explain to people the things who are important for you to become strong. Of course, the work in Mozambique, it was a legacy that I left there, because now they are strong. I believe they're going to be qualified to the next AFCON. They have a youth generation of players very strong. I create value, not just sporting-wise, but what concerns the image also of the country. We was able to unite the country with the most important team of the country, because a national team environment is an ambassador of the country. Yeah. And those people who are working in the federation structure, they need to understand that it's the flag. You represent the flag of the country. You represent the millions of people who have hopes in your victories to the escape of the social problems. And we need to add that spirit as well to the players. Because some behaviors of the players when they are in Africa and they going abroad, they forget about the roots. They forget about where they come from. And you need to put them in grounded. How you can do that? Okay? I discover a key factor. You need to be able to make social with the players. You, of course, you raise technical and tactical side, but for you to be recognized that you are doing good to society, you need to bring the structure of the players and do social. The players must give back, and the people need to recognize that the federation structure, they are giving back to society. For that reason, when you do that constantly, you're going to massification. The public and the people recognize that the federation and the players, they are feeling proud and they are helping the country to grow. That means that from 5,000 people, when I arrive in the national stadium, in 2.5 years, we raise into 47,000 people capacity, full in Mozambique. And that is a planning, is work. We was able also, sporting-wise, achieve good results. Under 17 new team, under 20 new team, under 23 new team, we was able to form the local coaches, that is very important for them to understand the content. I was able to make the transversal concept, for the youth coaches to understand, because they need to have ambitions also to arrive to senior levels, but they need to have good content, good habits, understand the philosophy, the methodology of things, contents. For that reason, the under 17, under 20, and under 23 coaches of the youth development, they was my direct assistants, for them to understand the process. That means that in Africa, sometimes you think there is problems and we don't have money. No, you need to find solutions. You need to find solutions. If you have four national teams and we need four coaches for each staff, we are talking about 16 coaches. It's not affordable. Nobody can pay to 16 coaches just for youth development. Then with seven coaches, one national coach for under 17, for under 20, under 23, plus four coaches from senior team, with the seven coaches, we're going to make a transversal concept and we work all the national teams integrated. That means that the national coach is also a coordinator of the contents of the work, and the national coach is also a practical figure when the youth developed teams are working. That means that for youth players, understand that the national coach is also observing the process. It's a great impact. It's a huge impact in the player. that the head coach of the national team is also following the work of under 17, following the work of under 20, following the work of under 23. The youth coaches, they are following the work of senior team. Then you become working integrated. That means that after you communicate with the local coaches, in 48 hours, we produce the work in a national team content and we communicate to the clubs because they need to understand the work that we are doing in a national team environment. That means participation, communication with international coaches and local coaches. Because when you are a national coach, it seems that you are taking the job of someone. No, you are a more one element depending of also than other coaches, because the daily basis work are done by the clubs. We are extend a harm extent of the work in a daily basis. For that reason, when everything is integrated, you become you have a healthy environment. If you have a healthy environment, that means that the people recognize the players will be identified, then mean that you have a different setup, then you have a different approach. The only element when you are fighting and when you're competing, you cannot be competing with yourself inside your own structure. You need to compete with the opposition, with different teams, different countries. That is competition for you to become better. For that reason, if you are not able to identify and create a good environment, then mean that you're going to have problems down the road.
Yeah, exactly. That's like everything in life, no? Like in a company, you know, everybody needs to go to the same way and to think in the same way, and there is delegate also. And the players, like you said, it's very important because they feel when you know exactly and you follow the under 17s, for example, they go to the next step. They know exactly that they are being recognized and they want to improve and improve and improve. And especially in Mozambique, where you are a symbol, you know, of Mozambique, and they feel,
No. When I talk about Mozambique, it's because I was in the field, but my perspective, when talking about Mozambique, we can talk about all Africa. That means that if we're going to think individually about the capacity of the African player, of course, a quality player, African player going abroad and they're going to add it technical side and tactical side. When they come back home, they forget their perhaps they lose humility to bring this experience to their own country. France win the World Cup with 8 African players. Of course, you can relate it and you can tell that they are forming a different academies. They are forming a different clubs with different kind of environments, but they are African players by nature. For that reason, the 5 big ones in a World Cup, they cannot pass the first round in a World Cup. This is, for me, doesn't make sense. It doesn't make logical. That means that you need to go and understand what is the key issues for you to become more competitive. France won the World Cup with 8 African. The big 5 of Africa, they are not able to pass the first group in a World Cup. It doesn't make sense. And of course, as a coach, this is a good challenge. This is a good challenge. To understand and make them understanding what is the right direction for you to compete with those who you want to compete, with those you can make the difference. Because I believe if a good structure are placed in Africa with the correct terms, you can compete with any another national team in a different continent. I believe in that. I believe in
that. Is that a dream, Abel?
No, it just when I left Mozambique, I have 2 options to go to a different and stronger federations. After, of course, all this pandemic situation make problems to everyone, but I was in talks to be able to go to different projects. But yes, I can tell you that if you're talking about federations, yes, I can tell you that one of my objectives it's to fulfill that gap that exists about understanding and competing in a high level with the African team. Yes.
Yeah, that's great. So do you think it's possible in the future? Because many years ago, I remember José Mourinho said that the future is in Africa. We are talking about 2005, roughly. He said the future of the football is in Africa, the African players, you know, there is everything. Do you believe that it's possible in the future to see African nation to win the World Cup? Or if you consider that on the youth levels, they reach great results? Or do you think it's an unfair competition, as the most African countries, if not all, they are ex-colonies of European countries, and those countries pick the players very early stage to play for them? And possibly the biggest example is France, like you said. So do you think in the future the things can turn around, or it's hard?
Of course, when you're talking about Africa, we need to identify the problems of the countries themselves, because there are different kind of issues in different kind of countries. But I really believe if you are able to create a good setup, you can compete in high level and reduce this gap that is not understandable, because you take the individual of players, you know, and they are player in the best clubs in the world. If you are playing the best clubs in the world, you know, how we cannot function as a club, as a team when you play for your country? For that reason, that the way of coaching, your leadership in a national team environment is a special one. It's a special one. Yeah. Yeah. You know, the social status recognition, you know, in a country, it's very important what concerns the leadership of the coach figure. It's very important. And you need to be followed by example. You know, the African players, you know, you need to understand that the history behind be athlete or behind be successful, it's growing with the social problems, education problems, structure problems. That means that if you go into youth development, for the biological age and competitive age, there is 4 years of gap. No, and of course, 4 years, it's big.
Yeah,
it's big. You know, for that reason, you know, we need to straight that gap, you know, and create a different way and process to develop African players. You know, secondly, it's there is already certain academies, you know, but the coaches of these academies, they are thinking in business. They are not thinking in foreign players. And this is a key issue, because if you really are thinking in foreign players and giving and assess them the correct contents, you know, because if you are in the youth competition, you want to win. The coach wants to progress. But the key element, it's form the players. Yeah. It's be able to form the player. That is the key element. You know, for example, I want to form a good fullback or a good left back. Okay. Now, we're going to force from simplicity to complexity. You know, why in a youth team, you want to put complexity before simplicity? You know, the goals are wrong. The objectives are wrong, because first of all, you need to teach this player to elementary things, the basic things. And after, of course, you added, you know, more complexity, of course, in the style of playing, in system and dynamics. But first of all, you need to go to simplicity. And there is basic things, you know, that you need to address. And after, of course, in the close process of understanding, of course, the intelligent to understand, you know, you're going to add another element, you know, during that process. For that reason, youth coaches are also responsibility to be able to generate a different generation of players. They are responsible, you know, because now money are a little bit more ahead when you become to form people and players are a little bit more ahead. And you need to reduce that. You need to readjust that. We need to readjust. That is the correct word. We need to readjust the elementary things about forming and coaches and lead players. You need to readjust.
Yeah. Maybe not spend straight away, but save for the future. And because in the future is like we do with our money, you know, or you can spend it straight away, or if you save, you can get better, you know, or if you invest. And if you invest in the player, in like you said, if you invest in the formation of a player, you know, like in the future, you have better players.
The key element is that when you have a sustainable planning and a cycle planning and sustainably, then you are generate. Then you are generate players. And this is very important. And if you have, for example, in Africa, you every day is happening things. Every day is happening things. Every day is happening things. For example, if you go into a national team environment of regional province championship, you know, okay, you can already identify players there. You know, from there for local, district, and region. You know, and after you go into national, you go into national, first local, and after you go into international. This curve must be in place properly. You need to fill these gaps. You cannot jump the bridge. You need to fill this gap, you know, and create a system. Create a system, and of course, you are helping the kids, you are helping the schools, you are helping the clubs, you are helping the coaches, you know, and the things become more clear for everyone.
For sure, that's the only way possible. You know, we don't have much time. For me, of course, and for everybody, we could stay here for a long time to talk. It's so interesting, and I'd like to ask you one thing. And the last thing is like about, let's say, you've been a national team, but also clubs. Do you think, in your opinion, do you believe you already? Gave some hints about that, but do you believe it's essential to respect and take in consideration the club or the country identity and cultural aspects when assuming a coaching position? Let's be more focused on a club side, you know, because you've already been saying a lot about the national team, and of course it's important, but also in a club when you go to a club, let's say in a certain city or with a certain environment, or you try to make a research of the kind of supporters, the if it's a smaller club, but you know, it's is that important for you? It's a key aspect, or you think you shouldn't be taking into consideration?
No, I think it's vital. It's vital that before you go into a structure, you need to make your observation, you need to make your analysis, and you need to respect. You need to respect. And of course, as a coach, you're going always with a purpose. It's to add it. It's to add it and to respect because the nature of the things, you know, you are there. You certain things you cannot change. You know, you are able to change when you are inside, but with a low process. You need to educate it. You need to teach. You need to be able to embrace, and the people need to accept certain changings. But the changes is the same the purpose is to be more competitive, is to win games, you know. And I believe that when a club sign a coach that have different views, it's because that club need different views, you know. For that reason, that is what global football in this way are doing. We see different coaches from different continents be everywhere, you know. For that reason, I think football is global, you know. And that is a key element thing, because with my knowledge and my views and my way to see things, I always need to be integrated also in the natural aspects of the club, of the country, you know, the fans, you know, and after you going down, of course, to the contents, you know, the ideas, the philosophy that you have put in place, you know, you need to study all these kind of things before you make a step to be in a project. I think that is very important. Arrive a moment, you can see the things about working, but I don't see my function as a work. I don't see it as a work. You know, I see my function as a responsibility to be integrated in the structure and to be able to help the structure to become more successful. And that, of course, it will reflect also benefits to myself. That means valuation. You know, for that reason, I don't see my profile as a coach that I need to work. No, I need to find the correct structure to be in place and to add that value, sporting-wise, economic-wise, and develop-wise.
Thank you, Abel. So we are finishing. I just want to say thank you also to Ricardo, because when many people ask me when I started scouting, I say very young age, because, for example, I have freedom from Ricardo to choose the people who I interview. And it's the case of Abel. I've been scouting Abel since young age. I remember you were at Estrela da Amadora. I always wanted to speak to you. So thank you for that opportunity. And it's amazing. And write this down, guys. Abel had a great career as a footballer. And I'm 100% sure that you will have great career ahead and with titles with a legacy that you already left in one country in particular, that is, as we know. And hopefully I will be here to watch, like I was watching his football career, and football needs many more people like you. So to finish, if you like to leave an advice, especially for, well, for everybody, because you can leave advice for everybody, but especially for the ones that want to become also a coach, and because you haven't been waiting for the opportunities. So if you like to leave an advice for people or to say any message, anything you want. So, yeah.
No, I think when regarded to advice, it's, you know, follow your dreams. You know, keep your convictions. No matter which adversities that you can have it in your life, if it's not regarded to healthy, you know, you can, you know, and you need to be strong. For that reason, after, you need to be surrounded with those who are helping also for you to building something, and be grateful, you know, for those who are giving this kind of opportunities. For that reason, youth players, you know, be surrounded of good people, youth coaches, you know, figure fathers, you know, figure parents, you know, because it's not easy. Our industry of football is not easy, but you need to be strong, you know. For that reason, thank you so much, Nuno, for having me in this platform. I appreciate these moments, this sharing information. Of course, there is lot of another things that we can talk about. Maybe,
of course. Maybe in the future.
Maybe in the future. But it was good. And thank you. Because I believe that one of the things that we saw with these problems in society, you know, that, you know, many platforms, it was able to give a word to those who want to explain your own, the directions, you want to explain the views. It's also a new start of interaction with those who many people saw in the pitch. For that reason, in the end of the day, I'm a normal person with the same dreams and the same hopes than anybody else. For that reason, never lose your drive. I think that is very important, and the things will happen in a natural way.
Thank you very much, Abel. You are always welcome here. Anytime you want, you are more than welcome. Guys, sorry that I wasn't asking so many of, I wasn't asking your questions, because as you can see, Abel, I have so many interesting things to say that I believe all you guys understand. And the most valuable thing is to learn from him. And for sure you can understand, and we'll have other chances to also talk to him. Thank you again, Abel. I hope you enjoyed, and take care. Thanks for sharing the knowledge. And like I said, this was my target. It was to show to the world, for everybody that we can, that how amazing, how intelligent, and all your path. So I hope people were focused and can learn a lot with this. And you can repeat, you can watch afterwards, you can watch on Facebook, you can watch also on YouTube. So yeah, just stay with us. Thank you, Abel. It was a pleasure. Take care.
No, thank you so Bye. Much. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, my friend.